Now, though, we're about to talk to the National Party Senator Matt Canavan, because yesterday the Deputy Prime Minister was Michael McCormack. Today, it'll be Barnaby Joyce. And that's the nature of Australian politics. The man who moved the spill motion to get rid of Michael McCormack is Matt Canavan. He's on the line. Senator, good morning to you.
Morning. Morning, Ben. How are you, mate?
I'm doing well. Why did you pull the trigger?
Mate, it's been my view for a long time that we just need a strong fighter in the corner of regional Australia and all those Australians who don't feel they have a voice in Canberra. I mean, Barnaby's not without his flaws, but who of us isn't? And he's an authentic and genuine voice who sticks up for people who sometimes think they don't have a voice down here. Sometimes they think their views are derided or ignored. Well, he's in their corner. He's going to bat for them. And that's always been my view. You saw yesterday what a class individual Michael McCormack is. No one questioned his work ethic or integrity. But this is a tough game, and we've got to make sure we're fighting as hard as we can for those people we represent.
Yeah, look, you say that the regions need someone like Barnaby to bang the table for them. I can tell you already the response we've had this morning from farmers, they're applauding this because they just need someone who's going to make some noise on their behalf.
Yeah, mate, and they're the people we do represent. I see this morning that the National Farmers Federation's out there calling for net zero emissions and us to, you know, cut back on farting cows or something. I mean, these people don't represent the people we do. Like, the people I talk to and the feedback I've got, they want our country to regain its independence strength, especially given the difficult times we're going into here. And what I think this is a restoration of an Australia First position within the cabinet, that we've seen a lot of talk about what other countries want Australia to do in the last few weeks. Well, I think we need to make sure that we are the democratic elected country of government of this country, and we will listen to the people of Australia about what they want. And I think what they want is they don't want our jobs being shipped off to China anymore. They don't want our land being sold off to other countries anymore. They want us to make sure we restore that strength and independence, make sure we can survive as a free and prosperous nation in what is now a very difficult region.
It's hard to work out, Matt Canavan, what the official policy is in Australia when it comes to net zero emissions. What is it?
Well, at this stage, the government has not signed any agreement. Look, I completely agree with the Prime Minister. Look, of course, preferably, we'd like to lower our carbon emissions. There's lots of things we'd like to preferably do. But then you've got to come back to what are the costs. And as the Prime Minister has always said, now we're not going to impose policies which cost jobs in our mining, manufacturing or farming industries. There's not been the work and analysis done. I just find a lot of this talk of net zero emissions is this sort of glib, diplomatic doublespeak, which doesn't really mean that much or can mean lots of different things to lots of different people. But it's not being straight up in front with the Australian people about what are we doing. What are we doing is we are reducing our emissions. We're investing in new technologies. We're leading the world in emissions reductions. Which are the countries that are talking most about net zero emissions? They're the ones that aren't meeting their Kyoto targets, aren't meeting their carbon emission reduction targets they met years ago. And now, of course, what's the simplest thing you do when you're not doing something right today? You promise something better in the future. And that's what those other countries are doing. But what I'm sure this government will keep doing is practical stuff, which does lower emissions, but doesn't make sure we sell out our very proud mining industries, make sure we bring manufacturing back to this country. That's what we're about.
We know he's a supporter of coal, Barnaby Joyce, but he's also a supporter of nuclear power. So is he going to put his money where his mouth is and push for the ban on nuclear power to be lifted?
Look, I can't speak for Barnaby. As Barnaby rightly said yesterday, these will be policies determined by the Nationals party room. He'll consult with his colleagues about that. But the Nationals party has already, under Michael McCormack, adopted a policy that we think we should remove the prohibition on clean energy finance going to nuclear technologies. So of course, we'll be pushing for things like that. I think at the very least, as I've said, and my National Senate colleagues have been strong doing here in Canberra, we should at least put ourselves in a position where we could build a power station in 5 or 10 years, if so we choose. I don't think we just can't build a power station tomorrow. That can't happen. But we can do a lot of the prep work so that a future government, future Australians that are in charge when I'm long gone, can make a decision whether they want to or not. Because if we kick that can down the road, then in 5 or 10 years' time, if Australians think, yes, we do want nuclear power, well, they'll be starting from scratch.
All right, well, we'll wait and see the swearing in this morning. We'll cover that on 2GB News, and then we'll wait on any ministerial changes that will be forthcoming. Matt Canavan, always good to catch up, mate. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Ben. Have a good one, mate.
Good on you. The National Senator, Matt Canavan.